Citizen and the World Health Organization have received an incredible outpouring of support.
Thank you, World Health Organization.
The United Nations urges us to think global and act locally to prevent future outbreaks. Here to tell us more is Secretary General of the UN, Antonio Guterres.
Thank you for your support for the life-saving work of the World Health Organization and the other humanitarian agencies.
Yes, liberal snowflakes, Orange Man Bad isn't going to send the largest donation per year to the World Health Organization. That can now be the dishonor of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
There's a lot of vaccine candidates that we're backing, and I'm optimistic by late next year, one of those will come out. And we need to make sure that gets out to everyone in the world.
Hollywood has revealed themselves as they truly are. Arrogant, misinformed, spoiled ass who would rather support a foreign power that is responsible for sending the United States over a cliff than support the efforts of their own republic.
Archetypes of the devil and God are real. And then once you understand the archetypes are real, where the archetypes come from, well, that's because there's something behind the archetype. And the devil is real.
The Satanic Temple of Iowa putting up this scene in the Iowa State Capitol, built with the state's permission. It includes a statue of a goat-headed figure, along with the seven tenets of the group's beliefs. So what should we understand about the Satanic Temple group?
It's far greater evil, I think, to allow the government to begin, as I said, picking and choosing, elevating one religious voice over another, because that's a downward spiral.
No amount of money or no amount of power will protect you if you do not have Christ.
This capital is a testimony to the Christian worldview that has a basis for truth, beauty, and goodness. And so I want to say that the people who built this monument in testimony to the glory of God and the Christian worldview were not pretending neutrality when they did it. So why are we?
And for whatever reason, the evil flees when confronted with the name of Jesus Christ if you believe in it. I've told you I know multiple prominent people that have had poltergeist experiences where they are literally thrown up against the wall by a black shadow and their flesh ripped open. And I told you that that's why these people are finding Jesus.
And unfortunately, a lot of very intelligent people, they dismiss all the positive aspects of religion because they think that the stories are mere superstitious fairy tales, that, you know, they have no place in this modern world, and, you know, we're inherently good and your ethics are based on your old moral compass and we all have one, and that's not necessarily true. We need Jesus. I think for real. Like, if he came back now, it'd be great. Like, Jesus, if you're thinking about coming back, right now? Now's a good time.
Now, what is that? You think you can be big and powerful and reach hundreds of millions of people and be doing things that are anti-Satan and going against the agenda of Satan, and then you don't have Jesus to protect you? You're going to be attacked. The devil's going to operate through all the possessed people he's got. It's a program. If you're exposing these satanic interdimensional forces, the special operations of this interdimensional alien invasion, that's how they come through. Just think of them as aliens, and then you can sell all these people, because that's what they are from their perspective. But they're demons. They're interdimensional creatures. People are going to laugh at that till one attacks them. See, and I know the Bible, that as you approach Revelations, the gates of hell are going to be open, the interdimensional gate, and only a small number of Satan's operatives were here before. The gates will be thrown open, and we're going to have these things literally running around the streets. Now, you ask, why would these creatures attack people that were doing God's work but didn't have God's protection? You'd think that would make them wake up and accept Jesus. They can't help it. If you're not protected, they want to destroy you. It's like a zombie wants brains. It's got to go after you. It's its mission. You're like, well, that's fantastical. Have you looked at the stars at night? Have you looked at the sun? Have you looked at the birds? Have you looked at the wind? Have you not felt the energy, the good and the bad? We're on a fantastical planet in a unbelievably amazing universe, because we're designed to learn how to conquer all this matter and ourselves, to have all that power and to control it. But if you decide to not go along with God's program, you're going to go with the devil's program, and you're going to be fully taken over by it. So you've got doorways into your soul, and the only way you protect it is Jesus Christ.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Friday, June 21st, in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow this.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The American Journal.
Okay, 3, 2, 1.
We're coming to you live this Friday morning. We'll do open line Fridays today. We'll open up the phone lines nice and early for you. We do have a lot to talk about. A lot of news to cover. Now, yesterday, I spent a good long time, pretty much the whole first hour, talking about the shutdown of the food supply system. Using, you know, examples from around the world and around the country. Texas, cattle, grazing land being deliberately bulldozed for some unexpressed reason. Idaho, of course, shutting down the water, but relating it to the Netherlands and Ireland and the UK and all these other places where, because of a variety of reasons, everybody has to give up their ancestral career of husbandry. And all the cows are being culled and all the chickens are being culled. And of course, the point of all of it, like I spent an hour just being like, how do we get through to people? how do people not see this is happening? And what is it going to take to impress upon the wider public the severity of this attack, the purpose of the attack, and how the attack folds into the rest of the globalist schemes? And so I put up a little short of this on my X. It's doing pretty well. It's got probably 1,000 likes, something like that at this point, which is not bad for me. And then under this post, I have people commenting things like, they would never get away with this. Or, why are you fear-mongering? Do you understand how strange it is to be told that you're fear-mongering when you are reading a document published by the people that control the food system that says we are deliberately curtailing production of meat, and then to have somebody tell me I'm fear-mongering. Fear-mongering. I'm just telling you the truth. I don't know what it's going to take. They're never going to get away with this. No, did you not? I'm telling you they are, as we speak, getting away with this. They are doing this. It's baffling. I'm confused. I'm like, I don't know what it's going to take. I don't know what it's going to take. Maybe I need to be more like explicit about what I'm reading from when I read. Because what I'll read is I'll read an article that's like, you know, InfoWars.com. It'll say, you know, the world elite are trying to shut down the world food supply. And it's like, wow, that sounds like fear mongering. That sounds like you're just saying crazy stuff. But inside the article, they're quoting from the World Economic Forum saying we're shutting down the food supply. Or the C40 cities thing that we made a big deal about. Same thing, published videos. Where they say, here's our timeline. Here's the plan. By 2030, here's how low the consumption of meat will be. By 2035, it'll be even lower. By 2040, there will be no meat at all in the diet.
None of this is speculation, and the people saying this are the ones with the power to do it, and they're doing it. So again, I don't know what the major malfunction is of these people. And the weird thing about yesterday is it was generally people on the right, you know, some account that's like Trump forever, 2024, or whatever. And they're just like, they could never get away with this. It's just like, what do you mean they could never get away? That's like saying O.J. Simpson could never get away with committing murder. No, he did. No, that happened. That already happened. Stop telling me it's impossible for something that already happened to happen. I don't know what to do about this because, like I said, we just read from the WAF's own publications. And here's the thing. If you think I'm fear-mongering, what you need to understand is that that's because you're fearful of the truth. You are prevented from recognizing the truth because your brain automatically makes all the connections just in rapid succession. It goes, okay, if this is true, then this must be true, then this must be true, then they're trying to kill all of us, and it's the people in charge that we have entrusted. It's the people who I get my news from, the people who I trust to inform me about the state of the world are actively trying to kill me. And that's huge. That's a massive thing to understand. And so your brain makes those connections automatically and it rejects the premise because it refuses to acknowledge what the premise entails. Like, I really don't know what to tell you. When I tell you that the people who own the food production companies, the corporations that feed all of us, are shutting down cattle production in favor of, as they say, quote, synthetic meat alternatives, your response should be, well, that's evil. Well, these people must be evil. Let's fight against them. Let's stop them from doing this. Again, in any other situation, this would make no sense. If you hear a fire alarm and I come running in the room going, the building's on fire, you need to get out, would you tell me I'm fear-mongering? You're just fear-mongering. No fire could burn this house, and there's just smoke filling up the room, flames bursting through the walls. And they're just like, that could never happen. That's too scary. Okay, well, you're going to die in a fire then, I guess. It's not fear-mongering if it's true. Telling you about an attack against you is not fear-mongering you. It's an attempt to muster you. It's an attempt to make you aware of the attack going on. So anyway, had to get that off my chest. Extremely frustrating. When you just are trying to tell people about what the elite themselves are saying that they're doing. I mean, I can just imagine being the elite and just laughing my ass off, just being like, this is amazing. This is amazing. We can literally tell these people our plans, and they're so evil. They're so egregious. They're so despicable and just unbelievably bad that people will literally reject reality. They're sitting in Davos, right? And half their time is dedicated to figuring out how to sell this stuff, how to get all the media companies on board, what term to apply to dissidents to give big tech and the government an excuse to censor them. Well, what if we call them cheap fakes? Can we censor them then? If we find the right word, if we use the right magic word, how do we discredit reality? How do we discredit truth tellers? Half their time is dedicated doing that. They can now spend that time just coming up with more evil schemes because they don't have to convince anybody anymore because people are willingly blind to it, willfully blind. In that video, I read from the World Economic Forum's own documents saying we are ending the production of beef, chicken, fish, and eggs. We're replacing them with synthetic alternatives. And they go, and people go, nah, no, that's not happening. All right. You can choose not to believe what's actually happening, but it must be amazing. I mean, in Davos or wherever they're holding their latest conclave, they must just be drinking champagne and going, we did it. We did it. We don't have to hide anymore. We don't have to trick people. We don't have to convince people this is for their own good. We don't have to disguise what we're doing. The world populace is so blinded, so fearful, so cowardly, so beaten down that we can literally look them in the eye and say, we are ending your food supply, and then point to how we're doing it. And the people look back at us and go, that's crazy. That will never happen. Until it does, and then they'll go, oh, gee, why didn't anybody tell us? We thought this was a good idea. And again, is the point I was making in that video. Some of these procedures, some of these measures, some of these policies for things like COVID can be reversed. You cannot reverse shutting down the food supply. You cannot reverse importing 10 million people a year. Easily. You can reverse them, but the effort it takes makes prevention seem like a much better idea. So anyway, we'll move on now. But I just want to emphasize that on this program, there is very little speculation. And when there is speculation, I'll tell you the speculation. I'll tell you I'm speculating. I make it very clear. Here's what I think might happen. Here's what I think might be coming down the line. Outside of that, everything I'm reporting is just what's happening. I'm just telling you the truth. That's all I can do. Is just tell you what these people are saying and what they're doing. And when they say they're shutting down the food system and then they start culling cows, it's up to you whether or not you care, I guess. So we're going to get into a whole bunch of stuff today. Again, showing in their own words. It's actually an interesting development where James O'Keefe, of course, got ousted from Project Veritas. Which, of course, is a bad thing. You know, no one should be ousted from their own organization. It was a underhanded coup that seemed to be, you know, the purpose of it seemed to be to limit or you know, curtail the actions of this very powerful anti-establishment organization, Project Veritas. But in a strange twist of fate, they've just doubled their power. And so now you've got like dueling undercover investigations. We got one from James O'Keefe into Disney. And another from Project Veritas into the Great Replacement. So it's interesting. There are two major undercover investigations, one by Project Veritas, one by James O'Keefe, that were released yesterday. So we'll go to some of those videos and talk about what they pertain to. And again, it's, you know, it really is great work, and it's great to see these people, you know, unfiltered, thinking that they're talking to an ally. So they're just totally open about their plans and the illegal activities they're into. I love seeing these undercover videos because you do get a very unfiltered, but at the same time, you don't necessarily need it. What was revealed in James O'Keefe's investigation was that Disney discriminates against white people in hiring practices. Now, let me ask you a question. Did you need an undercover investigation to tell you that? Again, it's good to see it. It's good to see them just total mask off. You know, they're not sitting there going, well, we're just opening for diversity, and we need a diverse workforce to represent how America looks. Like, you know, it's nice to see them just shed all of the doublespeak deception and just go, oh, we don't hire white guys. White guys will never get jobs here. We hate white people. And it's nice to see people just sort of come out and say it. But did you need an investigation? Do you need an undercover investigation admitting that the Great Replacement is real, or can you, I don't know, look around you, or can you notice things in your life? I wonder. Do we really need undercover video to tell us these things? Or is it just extra evidence on the already fully proven case that we've been making? So we'll get to those videos. Also, Trump. I don't know what's going on with Trump. I don't know what's going on with Trump. Trump's in one of the trying to curry favor with the elites phase of his campaign. And It's stupid. He's being very stupid, and I don't understand it. So we'll get to some of his latest statements today. And we have a rash. I don't know. It's a trend. I don't know if this is maybe something the TikTok algorithm picked up. I don't know. But if you have a 12 or 13-year-old girl in your family, keep them inside for the next little while, because for the last 3 days, there's been a rash of 12 and 13-year-old American girls being kidnapped and raped by illegal immigrants. We have at least three stories, all very, very similar to one another. All the direct consequence of Joe Biden's open border policy. So we'll get to those as well. We have a lot of stories to cover, a lot of videos to show you, and of course we'll take your phone calls throughout the show today. But let's begin today, as we always do, with our Daily Dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Friday, the 21st of June, 2024. Judge Eileen Cannon to entertain Trump's claim the special counsel is unlawful in Friday hearing. One day after it was reported that two federal judges urged her not to take the classified documents case against Donald Trump, Judge Eileen Cannon will begin 3 days of hearings that could determine the future of the charges against the former president. Trump is arguing that Jack Smith, who had brought special charges against Trump in Florida and Washington, D.C., was unlawfully appointed as special counsel. At the center of Trump's argument is the claim that the Attorney General Merrick Garland does not have the legal authority to appoint somebody as special counsel who has not been confirmed by the Senate. Now, where's he getting this argument from, you wonder? The answer, of course, is it's explicitly laid out in the Constitution of the United States that you cannot appoint somebody like this without approval of the Senate. Merrick Garland did that. He has no legitimacy. He has no legitimacy whatsoever. Outside of the due process that this is supposed to take with approval from the Senate, Merrick Garland has no more authority than you or I to appoint a special counsel. The special counsel he appoints, if not approved by the Senate, is no more or has no more or less authority than I do. Trump's attempt to nullify the special counsel's office's work is an anomaly among recent efforts from other defendants in different federal courts to do the same, because Cannon is giving far more time to weigh the challenge than other judges have in recent years. See, it's an anomaly, because typically how this happens is the federal government acts completely rebelliously, like in a way that is completely unsupported by their constitutional prerogatives. And then when defendants try to challenge their authority to send them to prison for life for walking around the Capitol, judges just dismiss it. They just go, nah, we don't care. We don't actually care if they have the authority to do this. They're doing it and we're helping them. So it's an anomaly that Judge Eileen Cannon is actually listening to this argument. And again, just the way CNN writes that, it's as if it's bad that this is happening. No, you don't understand. When the Attorney General of the United States goes completely rogue and independently appoints people to go after his political opponents, you're not supposed to question that. And if you do, the judge, they're too busy. They just, they'll just toss that to the side. Now they get to do whatever they want. And now Judge Eileen Cannon is actually seemingly considering whether or not this person has any right to charge the former president of the United States with a variety of crimes. Again, he probably wouldn't have been confirmed by the Senate because, one, he has a history of carrying out extremely damaging prosecutions that destroy political careers, only to be overturned later and to be told he was totally fraudulent. And because you can't appoint a special counsel to just go after an individual on a variety of different issues. You appoint a special counsel to investigate a claim, a charge, a crime, a cabal or a single person, you know, committing some sort of crime or a variety of crimes in one, criminal enterprise. But instead, they were just like, Jack Smith, you're on Trump. go after his documents thing, go after the election thing, go after fraudulent campaign charge, whatever it is, just go after Trump. And if that's his remit, if that's the charge he's been given, I doubt the Senate would ever approve that because that's total tyranny and completely illegal. So, yeah, this should be overthrown. All the other ones should be overthrown as well. This is just an anomaly because the judge in this case is actually considering whether or not the process is legal. So, interesting stuff. Meanwhile, from New York Post, map shows Chinese-owned farmland next to 19 military bases, an alarming threat to national security. And we've been reporting on this for a while. Now the New York Post has picked it up, and it seems as though the land that China is buying is almost all very close to major bases. The thing is, I mean, we've talked about this before. America, the Americans are very trusting and stupid in general. In the army and in our authority system. I've told you the story before, and I got this from a firsthand eyewitness where they put a, they had a community college. I think it was in Ohio. Community college in Ohio had a bunch of people from a local military base that would go to school and attend classes in this community college. And then the community college decided, actually, you know, to make it easier on these people on this base, let's have one of the classes inside the base. We'll do one of these community classes, you know, in the Air Force Base facility. And suddenly they started receiving hundreds of applications to a small town Ohio community college from China. They didn't think that was weird. They were like, oh, cool. A bunch of, oh, 100 Chinese people want to come study at, you know, Ohio Township Community College. Wow. They must really love Ohio. And so then you've got literally hundreds of Chinese nationals being given permission to go on Air Force Base. And they go on and they would routinely catch them, these Chinese students, wandering onto, you know, other areas of the Air Force Base with cameras to like film planes taking off. And when they would get caught, they would go, oh, I just lost. I am lost. Where am I? And they would go, oh, you poor Chinese person. Come with me. Come on. Oh, we'll get you back to where you're supposed to be. No punishment, no suspicion. No, you know, no hackles being raised. No, like, wait, what? Why is this Chinese person who came from Guangdong to go to community college in Ohio? Why is he now sneaking out at night to film our spy planes? That never occurs to the people in our army. They never got suspicious of this. As far as I know, this program is still going on. This community college is still taking place on this Air Force base. So it's like, yeah, of course China is going to, they're like, well, can we just buy the Air Force Base? Let's just buy the land around it. These Americans are so stupid. I mean, they know we're their enemy, but they let us wander onto their Air Force Base and film their planes. All right, let's see what else we can do. And we just let them do it. And now we have tens of thousands of Chinese nationals with military training crossing our southern border after having been ferried here by the Chinese government, who operates safe houses all through the Central American transportation corridor. So, I guess this is one of those, is it incompetence or is it malice / does it matter sort of situations. I'm telling you, to be an elite right now or to be a Chinese person right now, you'd be looking around at the American public going, man, this is too easy.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life, all at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available, Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet, DNA Force Plus, is now back in stock for 25% off while supplies last. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include QQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 25% off. Or for an additional 10% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body's Whole Support. These offers and so much more are only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Back, folks. Continuing on here with today's top headlines. Israeli forces step up bombardment across Gaza amid fierce fighting. Isn't it amazing that it's still ramping up? It's still ramping up. We are, 8-9 months into this? And still, seems like every week, there's another headline. Going biggest day yet. It's ramping up. The bombardments are getting more fierce. Just ramping up. While amid fierce fighting, right? Which means Hamas is still an active threat. Meaning that 9 months of continual bombing has bombed the prison enclave of Gaza with more bombs than landed on London and Dresden combined throughout the entire Second World War, has had very minimal effect on diminishing the fighting capacity of Hamas. Because that was never the point. Because that was a lie. It continues to be. Israeli forces pounded Rafah and other areas across the Gaza Strip and engaged in close-quarter combat with fighters led by Palestinian Islamist groups Hamas, residents and Israelis military said. You remember all of the global outrage about bombing Rafah? Remember how basically every country other than Israel condemned Israel for bombing Rafah? Remember how that didn't even remotely diminish their attacks against Rafah that are still going on to this day? Residents said the Israelis appear to be trying to complete their capture of Rafah. The city on the enclave's southern edge has been the focus of an Israeli assault since early May. Tanks were forcing their way into the western and northern parts of the city, having already captured the east, south, and center. Israeli forces fired from planes, tanks, and ships off the coast, forcing a new wave of displacement from the city, which has been sheltering more than a million displaced people, most of whom have been forced to flee again. Again, what's going on in Gaza is just, it's worse than pretty much anything that has occurred almost like since like medieval times. I don't know. I mean, this is unlike anything that we've ever seen. And yet it just continues, you know, continuously. Just the people of Gaza continually herded from one bombing target to the next. Meanwhile, Trump convictions fueled donation surge that could reshape contest. The Trump campaign, the RNC, and a allied super PAC raised more than $170 million in May, including tens of millions that came in after Trump's May 30th conviction on 34 felony accounts of falsifying business records. Some counts I've seen say up to like $400 million. Donors channeled tens of millions of dollars to Donald Trump's presidential campaign and the RNC immediately following his May 30th conviction on 34 felony counts for falsifying business records, all but erasing the massive fundraising advantage that President Biden campaign and the DNC once held. Maeve Reston is a national political reporter for the Washington Post covering the 2024 presidential race and the politics of the West. She joined the Post in 2023 after covering politics and five presidential administrations at CNN. Why is this here? Yeah. I thought I was going to get to a point about that. So this is, you know, largely reshaping the contest, but this is sort of the thing with leftist schemes, globalist contrivances, is they set up little win-win situations where you convict Donald Trump on 34 felonies. You know, maybe that in itself is enough. Maybe, you know, you've convinced enough people that Trump's really a criminal and you sort of diminish his support and have people be suspicious of him, and you get to run a bunch of news stories about how he's a criminal, and you get a bunch of leftists whose entire career is spent daily trying to undercut and undermine the proper function of our government, suddenly decrying the danger of having a felon in charge. You know, maybe it works out. Maybe your PSYOP works on its own. If it doesn't, well, guess what? You can still send him to jail. Oh, it backfired and Trump got a ton of money and support because everybody recognizes your conviction was total bullcrap. Well, it doesn't matter because you convicted him and you're going to send him to prison now. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's like they almost always set up the PSYOP. It almost is like a way to, it's like the carrot and the stick. It's like, well, you can just go along with our PSYOP or we can kill or imprison you. That's sort of always the setup that these people create. It's on purpose. It's by design. It's because they're treating this like a war. And they're planning these things with, avenues of retreat, in ways in which they will achieve their goals, even if the, intended outcome doesn't come about because of their direct action. They have sort of a backup thing, right? Like with COVID. It's like you either submit to the PSYOP and you stay inside, or they actually will release a crazy disease. You either deliver on aid to Ukraine, or they'll just start war with Russia directly, right? You either do what we want or we kill you. I mean, that is the method of governance that we're living under right now. So you either reject Trump because he's a felon, or we will actually just put him in prison and then like pass some law in the middle of the night that says felons can't run for president, and then we'll just cheat that way and act like what we're doing is protecting democracy. Therefore, if you question us, you're questioning democracy. You're therefore a terrorist, and we can shut you down. Question us, and we'll kill you. That's the way it works, folks. Finally, we have this. BRICS in final stages of de-dollarization mission. New non-dollar global payment system confirmed. It'll not be much longer before BRICS fully de-dollarizes its membership ranks and eventually the whole world. At a meeting in Russia this week, BRICS announced it has reached the final stages of de-dollarization mission. Its de-dollarization mission, complete with a new payment system and a new competing currency to the Global Reserve Federal Reserve Note, also known as the U.S. dollar. The economic ministers of the leading BRICS member countries are just about ready to unveil a multipolar international monetary system that will mark an official end to the U.S. dollar dominance as the sole global reserve currency. BRICS says that its target for elimination is the U.S. dollar. Its first target for elimination is the U.S. dollar. Then, once King Dollar has been dethroned and deposed, BRICS will launch a brand spanking new global payment system to replace the existing world order. They call it the sinking ship of the West. And this story is from Infowars.com. But of course, to see this from a bird's eye view, you know, thousand year viewpoint, it's obvious that this is the intention of the elites here in America as well. They're not doing anything to prevent this. They're doing everything to accelerate and take advantage of this. Financially, it's happening the same as it is culturally in America. They found America extremely useful, and still do to some degree, in carrying out their global imperialistic conquests. But they sort of achieved that, and at this point, the American spirit, the American people, are less useful than they are a threat to the system. They've moved from being a we have moved from being a gullible and manipulatable assets to them to being a barrier to their total control. So now they are spiking the cannon and moving the centers of power away from America to other countries. And once that takes place in a full-fledged way, then America is slated for demolition, essentially. The early stages of that are already going on. Again, this was the poison pill of the Federal Reserve System in the first place, the dollar reserve currency system was set up so that when it was removed, America's economy would collapse and we could be destroyed.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
I'm a humble person, and I want to say that I'm just a man. But I'm not just a man. Just like you. No matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you were made by the creator of the universe, who had a plan for you, who has a destiny for you. And that's why the system hates you and fears you, and that's why they hate me. It's because the spirit I carry is one of justice and truth and courage and honor and will and love. My friends, the enemy's coming after me, not because I'm a loser, but because I'm a winner. They're coming after you, not because you're a bad person, because you're a good person, because you love God and God loves you. And so I signed up for this. I signed up for this fight. And I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer. But I can't fight this fight without you. That's why I want you always to remember
that I appreciate you and I thank you, because InfoWars is your fight. InfoWars is your baby. It's the thing you built. We did this together. So God bless you all. Let's keep fighting. This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And while you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. There's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge, because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Like I said, we have a lot to talk about, and we'll open up the phone lines for your calls. In the next hour, I do want to remind you to go to InfoWarsStore.com to support everything that we do here. We have survived the latest round of attacks and are here for the time being. Could be as little as a month and a half, as much as 6 months before the process concludes and we either shut down for good or we find a patriotic buyer who would let Alex Jones continue to run the operation. Regardless, for the foreseeable future, InfoWarsStore.com is alive and well. The products are available. Order them now. They will be shipped out tomorrow. And of course, you're getting the massive discounts on these incredible products that you're used to. Summer kickoff super sale is on at InfoWarsStore.com. You're saving up to 40% off on top products like DNA Force Plus, Nitric Boost, Brain Force Ultra. Of course, Brain Force Ultra is one of my favorite products, and I would recommend you try that one. But also things like DNA Force Plus are incredibly powerful, and the ingredients are so difficult to source. That's one of our more expensive products, so you're getting 40% off. That is a massive discount, so you can save a lot of money right now by going to InfoWarsStore.com. And make sure to stock up, because who knows how long these products will be available. They are available now, but they are selling out. Now I want to get to some of these undercover videos that came out recently. I think we'll start with Project Veritas. It's the shorter one, although we'll go to James O'Keefe. Again, it's interesting that we've got sort of two versions of Project Veritas almost competing with each other on the same day, coming out with undercover investigations on different topics. So it seems like what appeared to originally be intended to hamper or cripple Project Veritas, has instead doubled its power. It's very interesting. Let's go to clip number three here. This is an undercover video from Project Veritas of Biden's State Department official admitting that the Great Replacement is real. Let's watch.
There's got to be some things that you're like, man, I wish I could tell the world about this.
Oh, there's a lot of things. But mostly what the immigration. I wish people knew that we're letting in criminals daily.
The big issue for the hill for our region is migration. Oh. So we poured a lot of money into Central America.
Like how much?
$4 billion over 4 years. But now migrants are coming from us there. Right. Like Venezuela.
Somos de nacionalidad venezolana. Tenemos vuelo para Nueva York.
Entonces, le compraste un vuelo con Spirit.
We're from Venezuela. We have a flight from New York. We bought a plane ticket for $40. We got our Customs and Border Patrol. The truth is they want to change the demographics.
Some of them, yeah. To, like, help train them up.
I'm working with gender issues in Pakistan. So we're trying to recruit, retain, and advance more women in law enforcement. And the question becomes, should we be spending U.S. taxpayers' money in another country on this issue? Women that they don't seem to care about.
Secretary Blinken, how close are you to him?
5 degrees separation.
This is such a niche industry that flies under the radar. Yeah, the average American does not know. Most people don't know what we do.
Mr. Chairman, thank you very much to you, Ranking Member Risch, all the members of the committee, and thank you for the opportunity to testify today.
He has briefings coming up in 2 weeks.
He has briefings?
Yeah, on the Hill, about the FY 2025 budget request. And that's like with all the congressional people. The big issue for the Hill, for our region, is migration.
Oh my.
How to stop migration. What are we doing to stop migration?
He's not accountable for that, is he?
Yeah, we do stuff for it.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
It's called the root causes strategy.
Ooh.
It's giving money to support and help people at where the origins of the migrants are so they feel like they can stay there instead of migrating out. So it's Central America, basically.
It's paying people not to invade us.
Right. Support and development.
Oh.
So we poured a lot of money into Central America.
Like how much?
$4 billion over 4 years.
Oh. It's like a lot of money for those places.
It's a lot of money.
Is it doing anything?
I think for them, yes, but now migrants are coming from us there.
Right.
Like Venezuela, so we're like, oh, this would solve that problem.
Oh, no. So what does he say to that? That looks bad for the administration, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh, it looks bad for any administration. Because no one solves migrants. It's like the end-all be-all, like, kill pill for politics.
Right. And I feel like if anything, the other side's going to win because of it.
I know. My dad used to complain about that. I'm like, oh, and like, in my mind, I'm like, oh, that's not that much. And then I see the chart, I'm like, oh, that's a lot. That's like compared to like 20 years ago. I'm like, oh, wait, they're on to something.
And I don't know what to say to that.
I really don't. I literally don't know.
Like, what would the administration say to that?
I don't know. And like, I sit there too, and I talk with my coworker who like manages the migration for the assistance. And we always talk every time, we're like, I don't know what we do. Like, there's no clear answer.
Do they do things within the Foreign Affairs Department that will have like this money going through the limit? I mean, there's got to be some things that you're like, man, I wish I could tell the world about this.
Oh, there's a lot of things. But mostly with immigration. Because that's the one that we're left is really good for immigration. I wish people knew that we're letting in criminals daily. Like when I was in.
You have confirmation of that? You have confirmation?
Oh, yeah. So all the good, honest, hardworking Mexicans stay in Mexico, and all the pieces of garbage into the United States. And those are the ones that we left. We are literally, and the Mexican government has no reason to stop it because they're garbage. Goes to another country and sends money back to it. Like, imagine if the worst of the worst, if all the criminals in the United States were all going to Canada and sending back billions of dollars a year. Why would you stop that? I wouldn't even change the numbers of, like, if we let in 100,000 Mexicans a year, I'm like, let in 100,000 Mexicans a year, just change the quality of the applicant. Like, say 100,000 Mexicans, but you can't have been in the U.S. illegally, and you can't have a criminal record.
So what is the end goal? Why are they allowing it?
Truly, they want to change the demographics of the United States.
They really do.
Because, I mean, no, honestly, the people from Nebraska, like my family's time, like, Americans that have my family's been in the United States for 400 years. Traditional standard Americans are not leftists. Latin Americans all are leftists. And it's just, it literally is just to try to change it.
Biden's State Department official admits great replacement is real. They want to change the demographics of the United States. They want to change the demographics so much that they're willing to let in an infinite number of criminals. On a continuous rolling basis, while not only knowing that it's bad for the economy to have millions of criminals entering into our country and then sending billions of dollars back to their home country, while simultaneously we spend billions of dollars, we send billions of dollars to those countries who are flooding us. This is not a difficult thing to understand what's happening here. The difficult thing to understand is why and how people are going along with it. These people that you just saw in that video are what we in the business refer to as quislings, enemy agents inside our own government. And this is the weird thing. When you find out about these just blatantly illegal things that are going on and you see footage of the foot soldiers that are carrying it out, there's this spirit about them. There's this like they're confused. They don't know why exactly. It's like if you have a kid on their first Easter, they're like, we don't really know what we're doing here, but it's, I guess this is what we're supposed to be doing. Right. Because you can't really communicate with them. Like, well, there's an Easter bunny that comes and they're just like, wait, I have a basket and I'm going to get egg. What's happening here? Am I doing it right? Is this right? This doesn't feel right. This is weird. It's like they're participating in something they don't quite understand. They think it's kind of wrong, but they do it anyway. Maybe Easter's not the best example, but I'm just there's like a spirit of like, okay, we'll just keep doing this. And I hope I find out why later. What you need to do is find the video. I think it's from one of Alex's old documentaries, but it's footage of National Guard soldiers going through Louisiana after Hurricane Katrina and confiscating firearms. And the guy's going from house to house and he knocks on the door and is confiscating weapons and then like walking to the next house. And as he's walking, they're filming him and he's going, this is really wrong. I mean, this is really bad. Like, these guys need these guns to protect them. They're looters that are coming and like these guys need these guns, but you know, we're taking them. This is a violation of the Second Amendment. I mean, this is really weird. Anyway, let's go confiscate these guns. Hi, sir. Give us your guns. And it's like, it's this weird, like, I know what's happening is wrong, but I'm going to keep doing it and just be confused.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
Winter isn't coming. Winter is here. And while the sun isn't helping us produce as much vitamin D, do yourself a favor and try InfoWars Life Winter Sun Plus. Winter Sun Plus is a powerful vitamin D-based formula bringing you straight vitamin D3 free of toxic chemicals, allergens, preservatives, artificial colors, and GMOs. Our vitamin D3 formula supports the body's natural immune system, promotes calcium absorption for healthy bones and teeth, and helps sustain healthy tissue and systems of the body. In addition to the vitamin D, Winter Sun Plus includes vitamin K and E to enhance the formula and provide you with even more whole body support. And all these vitamins are presented in a way that is both delicious and easy to absorb. When the winters come, they come cold.
So weather the storm and supplement with Winter Sun Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. To keep my hands on myself.
These people are bringing tens of thousands of larvae on their clothing into Texas whenever they go down to the riverbank and brush up against that carrizo cane, and all the property they go through, these larvae are dropped off. The larvae then get on a plant and then get on our white-tailed deer. Consequently, there's a tick zone that runs all the way from Del Rio to Brownsville, and the USDA and the Animal Health Commission have tick riders that try to catch this livestock coming across the river and get it caught. So people, though, are still coming. And there's been some properties that have come into quarantine miles off the river that even had high fences where the livestock and the deer could not infect it, that were affected because of the human trafficking and the people coming through bringing those larvae. So another disease, pyroplasmosis, transmitted by a tick. We actually, I personally feel like that tick showed up, that infected tick showed up coming in on people's clothing out of Mexico. Hoof and mouth disease is on the horizon. A lot of these people are coming from countries that have hoof and mouth disease, and that would be devastating for the United States livestock industry if hoof and mouth disease shows up in the United States. And it's a big concern because a lot of these people that are sneaking in here could have that virus on their tennis shoes. That's a huge concern for us. It would be absolutely devastating to the United States agriculture industry if that disease shows up. And there's a multiplicity of other diseases. Swine flu can be transmitted from people to the swine industry. Most recent, within the past couple of years, there's been diseased animals come through our Trans-Pecos. Horses being brought in with pyroplasmosis out of Mexico, and cattle being brought in to be sold at markets in Texas that are Mexican origin cattle that actually have brucellosis. That could affect our brucellosis free status here in Texas down the road if it's not contained and stopped.
Yeah, and then the human side of it with scabies and TB.
A multiplicity of diseases, measles, chicken pox.
These women and children, you know, given the vouchers, you know, more or less released into our society, is they're not tested for TB before they're released into our society.
Once they get here, the amount of damage that they do.
Property damage is staggering, and if you'll look at the fences south of the checkpoint, there's a 12-mile stretch there where the ranchers along the highway cannot run cattle on their ranch because those fences are constantly being destroyed on a daily basis.
If there is a dead migrant on your land, would you just naturally look for vultures?
Usually it's the buzzards, the vultures. You know, half the time we see vultures, it could be an illegal alien that died on your property.
You see a lot of the tragic stories of the immigrants dying of dehydration, and they're next to a road. They could have gotten water.
One of the last deaths we've had on our property was, you know, right there on the highway on our fence line, and, you know, they found her deceased there.
She died 5 feet from a crawl hole, 30 feet from the highway. So she almost made it. She had one sock on her foot, $3 in her pocket, and a little Spanish Bible, and that was it.
I would, in fact, make sure that we immediately surge to the border.
A woman accused in Mexico of several murders and body dismemberments, even removing victims' hearts, is arrested in El Paso. She was wanted for 5 murders in Juarez. She's also suspected of being involved in several other killings. Investigators say she crossed illegally into the U.S. and was operating on behalf of the gang Artistas Asesinos, or Assassin Artists. The FBI says Pineda was known for extreme brutality, dismembering bodies, removing hearts, and placing hearts in front of Santa Muerte statues.
What's happening here is not exactly new. Untold horrors from the border invasion. This from John Bound. Find and share it at Infowars.com and band.video. Also follow John Bound at John Bound Politics, and that's with an X on X. John Bound Politics. Incredible stuff. We'll be back on the other side to show you the other video of Undercover Revelation from yesterday, this time from James O'Keefe. Stay with us.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Folks, we just saw undercover footage from Project Veritas of an official with the State Department basically admitting that the so-called anti-immigration policies of the Biden administration are total lies. And even if they're not lies, they're completely incompetent. Talking about, well, we spend $4 billion a year. We send $4 billion cash to these countries, which is what we call paying tribute. I mean, if you want to talk about America being Rome, this is Rome paying off the German tribes not to invade Rome. Or the Celts or anybody else, for that matter. Here's the tricky part, though. We're paying them $4 billion a year with the hopes that they'll stay in the place where that receives money, but they're not. They're taking the $4 billion and sending us their criminals who then, you know, take jobs at a lower wage than Native Americans would accept. And then they send remittances back to their home countries for another couple billion dollars. And yet we keep doing it. And yet we keep going. I love how at one point in that video, they're like, you can't solve the migration crisis. Oh, really? But you can't solve it? We don't know what to do? People have been solving migration issues since the dawn of time. You establish a perimeter. You say, this is our border, and if you cross it without our permission, we kill you. It's not that complicated. Israel solved their problem with the giant wall. We could do that. Is it a failure of imagination? Is he just lying right there? We can't solve the migration crisis. While actively doing everything they can to exacerbate it. I can't put out the fire, he says, while spraying gasoline on the fire. Everything we try. And they're like, then why? Then why are they doing this? If they're just emptying out their prisons and sending us criminals, what are we doing here? why is this happening? And the guy says, oh, well, it's about demographic replacement. Oh, it's changing the demographics of the country. See, they hate white people. It's not all that complicated. Of course, he blames it on leftists. He's like, oh, the whole thing's leftist because white people are not leftist. And what he means is that white people traditionally and as a group actually value the ideas that founded this country because it was founded by white people who had these ideas. I have a correction here. In the last segment, I told you to go to John Bound Politics. That is his wife's account, I think. His account is at Newsbound. So if you want to follow John Bound, go to at Newsbound on X. Little correction there. Thank you, Zero Foxtrot, for pointing that out. And actually, earlier today, and I thought I bookmarked it, but I'm having trouble finding it here. But somebody had posted two maps, electoral maps. One was, here's the result if, like, only Trump supporters voted. Another one was, here's the results if only white people voted, and they're just the exact same map. Literally the exact same number of electoral college votes. I wish I'd saved that one. Darn it, I don't think I did. Maybe you guys can find it. But yeah, I mean, they've done it before. But basically, it's like you look at a map of the United States, and it's like some states are blue, and some are red, and some are sort of purple, and some are whatever. But if you go, okay, well, what if just white people voted, and it's all red? The whole country's red. The whole country's conservative. And you can do it through a different filter. And it's almost like whatever other filter you use, the whole map is blue. What if only black people voted? Well, everywhere would be Democrat. What if only Jewish people voted? Everywhere would be Democrat. What if only Hispanic people voted? Everywhere would be Democrat. What if only Asian people voted? Everywhere would be Democrat. What if only women voted? Everywhere would be Democrat. What if only men voted? Everywhere is red. Everywhere is Republican. What if only white people voted? Everywhere is Republican. There's a racial aspect to this that they recognize, that they understand, that the only group concerned about limiting government power are white males. That's why they're being targeted. That's why we are being targeted. One of the reasons. And again, I get why, like, this isn't actually that big of a deal. I mean, when he says that we're bringing in infinite numbers of illegals, yeah, so here's the, if only white men, if only college-educated whites, if only non-college-educated whites, if only white people, white women. So basically, yeah, so you can just look at this, you can go, okay, the people in power are leftist, totalitarian, authoritarian, centralized power people. And the only limit to their, you know, that's interesting. So if only women voted, most of the country's blue, then you've got red pockets in, was that Nevada, Idaho? What's the state next to Idaho? Is that Wyoming? But then also the deep south as well. And that's just women, right? That's not, that's interesting because that's where the majority of the black population lives. That's funny. I wonder if it's, anyway, this is what they understand. They understand that demographics is destiny. They'll write articles with that headline. Demographics are our destiny. The people who make up our population determines the destiny of our population. They recognize that, which is why they're targeting us. For some reason, the targets of these attacks don't seem to recognize this or don't care. but they say they want to change the demographic. So do we even need an undercover video of them saying this? Joe Biden gives speeches where this is the point. We have clip after clip of him sitting next to Alejandro Mayorkas, the man currently in charge of opening the border and flooding our country with tens of millions of illegal immigrants, who is directly responsible for every murder and rape and kidnapping that's happening on this point basically on a daily basis. And he's sitting next to him and he's saying, an unrelenting stream of migration will make it so that people like me, white Anglo-Saxon males, will no longer be the majority and never will be ever again. And that's a good thing. So it's like, we don't need undercover video to show this. They announce what this is. Now, luckily for them, they've had several decades of concerted, continuous, ubiquitous propaganda to crush the will of white people to the point that we're like suicidal as a race, and we think it's a good thing that we're going away, for the most part, as a whole. As a group, this is the brainwashing that has taken place. Again, just like, you know, shutting food down, they have the American people, and specifically white people, so kowtowed and beaten down that they can literally look you in the eye and go, we're replacing you. We hate you and your race because you stand up to us. And we're dismantling you and replacing you with people that are more amenable to our exploitation. We're more willing to allow us a free hand in governance, who don't give a damn about this country or its founding principles. And the white people sitting there going, I love diversity, though. No, but I'm not a bad one. No, I'm one of the good whites. Will you be nice to me? And they're just like, no. No, we don't care if you're good or not. No, we see your kindness as weakness. And the more you give us, the more we want. The more you try to help us, the more demands we make. And this is never going to end. Never going to end. Do we realize this? Can we recognize basic, obvious patterns that repeat like a fractal pattern, day over day, week over week, year over year, decade over decade, century over century? It's the same thing over and over. When are we going to break the cycle? I really wonder. And of course, Joe Biden is just acting completely unilaterally and passing laws, essentially, from the executive branch, having usurped authority from Congress and completely castrated Congress and usurped their power piece by piece over the last little while, to the point where they're afraid to even suggest that they wield their constitutional authority. Like, they're happy. They're fine with having outsourced all of their authority to the executive branch. And so there's never a law passed. There's never any debate about whether or not we should just grant amnesty to the invaders. Joe Biden's just doing it. Alejandro Mayorkas is just doing it. And Congress's response, and you can, I can just picture like how these discussions go. You know, these types of things where they go to some, like in the video, is going, Anthony Blinken's going to be, he's going to have congressional hearings next month. And you can just imagine the way the congressman's mind is working, where they're not seeing the executive branch being totally rogue and you know, operating in complete disregard to the checks and balances of our Constitution. They don't see that as a threat to their own power and like an insult and something to be confronted. They hear this and they think, oh, I better tell my stockbroker to invest more in the illegal immigrant hotels. Like, that's how Congress sees it. They see these announcements from the executive branch not as the treasonous activity of a captured government who is usurping their power. They see them as stock tips. That's what they care about. That's what they're doing. Again, things would be different if we had, you know, an AIPAC guy that they could go to. Again, this is the irony. They're supposed to be our guy. They're supposed to be the ones that represent our interests. Instead, they represent their own interests, their own profit, their own power, and whatever they have to do and whatever laws they have to break and whatever precedents they have to set in order to maximize their power, wealth, and influence. They do that. And part of that process of self-aggrandizement is receiving funds and support from organizations like AIPAC, who they do actually do things for because they're rewarded with wealth and power and influence. We Americans don't have any wealth or power or influence to offer them, so they ignore us. It just represents how utterly broken our entire system is. Because what ends up happening, I mean, the idea is that their power of being in this position, of being a congressman or a senator, is derived directly from us. We give them that power. We hold it over them. And if they don't do what we want, we can take that power away. They're supposed to be looking after our interests because that is supposed to be the source of their power. But now you got two people running, both of which get fat checks from AIPAC. There is no incentive for them to actually care about us at all. It's a perverse incentive structure that completely inverts the, you know, construct of our government. And we need massive systemic change, massive and systemic change to reverse this. But again, we just heard demographics are destiny. They're letting in criminals. They're doing it on purpose. Mexico isn't sending their best. They're sending their rapists and criminals. You know, he's literally just saying the speech that Trump gave is when he came down the escalator in 2015. So nothing new there. And the purpose of changing the demographics, again, is the stated policy of the people in charge. We don't need undercover video to see this, but it is nice to know how widespread this awareness is. And it's an interesting psychological phenomenon that the people doing this also apparently find it totally nonsensical and treasonous, they know it's sabotage, but they're doing it anyway. They're participating in it, even though they don't seem like they agree. Like, well, they're trying to change the demographics. A white male is sitting there going, the people I work for and am serving, they hate me because of my race and gender. And you're helping them, and you're actually helping them. Interesting. Interesting how that works. It's infuriating. I guess the question is, what else do we have to even throw on the sacrificial pyre? What even is it that we're sacrificing all of this for? Sacrificing our nation, sacrificing our families, we're sacrificing our young women, as you're about to see. For all intents and purposes, like, we might as well build a giant pyre, build a big pyramid, have some dude in a feather headdress carve their heart out. It would actually kind of be nicer. Kind of be nicer. They could know it was coming. They could have time to prepare for the sacrifice. You know, they could get a lot of attention right before. They would be celebrated. You know, the sacrificial offerings in these human sacrifice cultures, and they're sort of treated like royalty up until the, you know, moment of sacrifice, right? You don't want to sacrifice some disheveled, you know, starving person. No, you feed them well, you treat them nicely, you dress them up, you make them look nice, and then you stab them in the heart, slit their throat, and drink the blood. I mean, that's the human sacrifice cult. It's almost nicer. It's almost kinder, isn't it? I don't know. If you were going to be killed, would you rather it be just like while you're on a jog? You know, you think like, all right, I'll go on a quick jog, and then I have a date tonight, and then like some 5'4" Guatemalan guy jumps out of the bushes and strangles you to death. I mean, would you rather experience that, or would you rather experience like, hey, we're doing the sacrifice in a week. You're going to be on the altar. You got a week. Say your goodbyes. You know, we're going to really go all out this week. You know, you can spend all your money. You really make this the best week of your life. And then at the end, look, it's going to be quick. It's going to be, you know, largely painless. We sever the ventricles. We stab you directly in the heart. It's as quick as possible. And everybody loves you for it. So I don't know. I guess this is sort of one of the ironies of the modern world. It would literally be kinder to perform human sacrifices than allow this sort of by proxy human sacrifice that we're dealing with now. Because we have story after story after story like this. Two men arrested in strangulation of 12-year-old Houston girl whose body was found in a creek. Johan Jose Rangel Martinez, 21, and Franklin Jose Pena Ramos, 26, each face a charge of capital murder in the killing of Jocelyn Nungare. Police said the medical examiners determined that her cause of death was strangulation. Her body was found in a shallow water of a creek early Monday morning. Police say that she snuck out of her home the night before. Surveillance footage shows the men meeting up with Jocelyn before walking to a convenience store with her. The three then walked to a bridge together where Jocelyn was killed, police said. It was not known yet if Jocelyn knew the men who were roommates. The results of a sexual assault exam on the victim are pending. I think I know what the results of that will be. After all, what do you think is like one of the primary reasons so many people are coming to America? In a way, and not even to like get I don't even know how to express this without being totally cliche. You know they're coming for our women, right? You know it's our women more than our wealth, more than our lifestyle, more than the American dream that everybody around the world has access to online pornography. And if you spend a couple hours a day dreaming about having sex with white women, and then you get a free ticket to the United States or Europe, that's what you're coming for? I mean, that's what the point of a lot of this is. Migrant charged with the murder of 12-year-old Jocelyn Nungare was released into the U.S. just weeks ago. Just weeks ago. So if you just picture the nation like a household, like a family, right? The constant refrain you hear is, well, but Americans commit crime too. Okay, there's a difference between people that are here and that live here and that belong here committing crime. We have to deal with that. That's our responsibility. It's a little bit different than bringing a stranger in who kills your daughter. Letting a stranger live at your house who kidnaps and rapes and murders your daughter. It's a little bit different. Five illegal immigrants charged with kidnapping 14-year-old Indiana girl out of her home and taking her to Missouri. So you have a gang of five illegal immigrants break into a house, kidnap a 14-year-old girl, and move her to a different state. The victim was first reported missing on June 16th by her father after he witnessed her enter a Dodge Durango with foreign nationals outside of their home in Indiana. Following morning at 2 a.m., Missouri State Highway Patrol was made aware of her disappearance and began investigating. Before long, they were able to track her down to Hannibal, a town nearby. And they were found with she was found with five illegal immigrants. The blessings of diversity.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing. If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. There's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge, because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. While you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, folks. This is The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Go ahead and open up the phone lines now. We'll take your calls throughout the rest of the show. 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call here on American Journal. 1-877-789-2539. We're going to finish up talking about legal immigration. I'm going to show you the other video from James O'Keefe here in just a second. We have a lot of other videos to show you, so I'll try to get to them as quickly as possible. We'll start, or we'll continue the coverage of the immigration topics with a video from Postmillennial. They have this article. Joy Reid and Representative Jayapal laugh at report of 13-year-old girl being raped by an illegal immigrant in Queens. They call it fear-mongering. Oh, look, it's that fear-mongering claim cropping up again. just like disinformation, misinformation, cheap fakes, fear-mongering. These are all terms that apply to the truth. And we showed the video before. It used to be in the intro, my old off-limits news show, where it's a woman giving a presentation, I think to the World Economic Forum, but something like it, going, the tricky thing about disinformation is it can actually be true. Because these words mean nothing. They just mean information they don't want you to know. That's all it means. So these disgusting, hateful harpies, Joy Reid and Pramila Jayapal, sat down on Tuesday to discuss illegal immigration into the U.S. Let's go now to clip number five.
But there's a lot of fear-mongering.
There's a lot of fear-mongering, absolutely.
You know, and I think it's kind of remarkable that the polls I look at, the national polls, actually Americans still support immigrants.
Yeah.
They support immigration. It's just that they would like to see a system that actually works and that can keep them safe
yeah.
and secure. And all of us want that. And, you know, I've been working on this issue for 20 years since
yes.
before I came to Congress
yes.
in the streets as an activist.
Let me show you the this is one of the reasons that people have these sort of thinking, this sort of thinking. Here's the three cable networks reporting of this. Our banner said, soon Biden announces legal protections for undocumented spouses of U.S. citizens. CNN's banner said, Biden announces new protections for some undocumented spouses. Here was Fox's banner. Migrant arrested for raping 13-year-old in New York City.
Yes.
And so I think that's part of the problem, right?
Exactly.
Is that you have
that's
a lot
part of the problem.
Fear-mongering.
Exactly. And
yeah.
that we know that the when people have economic insecurity, right, when they're facing high child care costs, when they're facing high housing costs, they are concerned for themselves. And so anybody who comes in to a space of that economic insecurity and says, hey, you know, why are these people getting something that you're not getting?
Right.
It does turn people against those people, whether they agree or don't agree that they have, you know, that they're helping the country.
Wait, why would it not? Hold on. Let's just pause it. Why would the, oh my God. Okay. Just off the top. They literally laugh at the headline, Migrant Raised 13-Year-Old Girl. Like, as if that's absurd. I mean, what a crazy thing for them to report. The real question you should be asking is, why aren't the other outlets reporting this? Why are they deliberately ignoring the negative consequences of the policies that they're pushing? Why shouldn't Americans be outraged as they work two jobs to barely be able to afford, you know, a studio apartment? And yet they see their tax dollars and tax dollars of their fellow Americans going to pay for 5-star hotels, the equivalent of $5,000 a month going towards housing Venezuelan criminals. Why would they not be outraged at that? But this is like the mindset that I'm continuously trying to elucidate or just figure out for myself. This mindset of the leftist, where they have to come up with an ulterior motive for telling the truth. There's no ulterior motive necessary. There's no underhanded activity. If you go, hey, here's a single mom trying to, you know, just keep her life together, and she's living across the street from a migrant hotel where she sees entire families just hanging out all day, getting their laundry done, getting every meal for free, being given cash vouchers that they can spend on toys or whatever else, being paid $5,000 a month for a room that they get cleaned every day, they've got maid services and laundry services and child care services all provided for them off of her tax dollars as she's forced to pay for her own child care, she's forced to do her own housework in addition to working the job she needs. Why would they not be outraged? How is this not a blatant betrayal of the American people on the face of it? and why when these same migrants that we are paying to flood our borders by the tens of millions rapes the little American girl at knife point and films it. By the way, the details of this case, just like all these cases, almost every one of these cases, the person has been let in very recently. They've been given deportation orders that they've either ignored or the authorities have ignored. That's what happened with Lake and Riley, right? The guy was arrested in New York. They sent out a deportation order to ICE, and ICE just never showed up, and they just had to let the guy go, and he went on to murder somebody. They're all foreigners. They all got in because of the open border. They've all been deported or arrested in the past and yet remain here, or have been deported and come back. And the crimes are egregious. And we're not talking about migrant crime here where, like, migrants are hanging out at a bar and they get in a fight with a guy and it gets out of hand and, you know, the guy falls and smacks his head on the concrete and, you know, dies that way. I mean, this isn't like your run-of-the-mill crimes. These are criminals who came into this country and then filmed themselves raping teenage girls at knife point in the park in broad daylight in New York City. It's a different level. And they laugh. And they laugh at it. They laugh at the fact that Fox News is reporting this. They act like Fox News is the bizarre outlier for actually reporting on this. Which, again, just to put it in context of race and media landscape, do y'all remember, what was it, Jasmine Brown or something? At one point, a little black girl was shot, and the girl's mother lied and said it was a white guy that did it, and it was on every news station across the board. Finally, proof that whites are racist and violent. And it was completely untrue, totally false, completely died out once they realized that she was shot by a black person. Like, can you imagine the wall-to-wall coverage it would be if ever, if even a single time, they caught a white guy raping a minority 13-year-old at knife point and filming it? Can you imagine the months-long struggle session America would be subjected to at that point? But to these people, when it's a migrant that they let in with their policies, committing a crime that is the direct result of their lawlessness, and they scoff at the fact it would even be reported. These people are human hyenas. And they call this fear-mongering. Is there any more left in this video? All right, let's just go back and finish it out.
Absolutely, you can't argue with it. You know, we have brought in so much money through immigration, and the surge in immigration has already brought in so much money and will continue to do so.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, don't worry. A 13-year-old girl and boy were held at knife point with a machete in broad daylight.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss, it equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are, and that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taking place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on earth at this point, for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oils and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast, because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
We'll go out to your phone calls here in just a second. Just finish up here with the immigration issue. We just saw a representative in the U.S. Congress, Jayapal, whose entire career from the beginning has been focused on increasing the flow of people like her into the country. Just pure, you know, self-service, just self-aggrandizement, just pure ethnic representation. And Joy Reid, despicable, bald hyena, laughing at the fact that Fox News would report this. Inga Landi is the guy's name who did this, the Ecuadorian illegal immigrant. He was let in to this country. He was then ordered to leave in 2022, but didn't. He was given a pending court date. And in the meantime, he held a 13-year-old girl and boy at knife point with a machete in broad daylight in Queens. He tied their hands together with shoelaces and raped the girl, then taking their phones. The teens were able to report the incident at a nearby school, and police later apprehended the man. And their response to this is, quote, "The economics of immigration are absolutely, you can't argue with it. You know, we've brought in so much money through immigration and the surge in immigration." Absolutely, Reid interjected. "Had already brought in so much money and will continue to do so," Jayapal said. I mean, sure. Your son and daughter were robbed at machete point, raped, had pictures taken of them by an illegal immigrant in broad daylight. Do you know how much money we brought in? But do you understand how much money we're making out of this? This guy didn't bring any money, obviously. No, what happens is that taxpayer money is taken and given to hotels to house him and lawyers to defend him and the police to arrest and deal with him. And they're even giving him credit cards and paying for his meals. Building entire apartment complexes for him and his ilk. He's not bringing in any money. If these people had money, they wouldn't be migrants. But these people, this is a fair trade-off. I'd like to get a dollar amount. I mean, how much money is one raped 13-year-old worth? Can they break it down for us? I mean, if the benefit is money and the cost is raped teenagers, I want to know what the balance is here, what the negotiations would look like. Like, when you say they're selling out America, it's like, no, they're literally selling out America. No, they're literally making an economic argument for migrants, which is totally asinine and retarded and ridiculous. These people do not boost our economy. They never have. They never will. Nowhere in the world has it ever happened. So it's not even a good argument. It's not even an argument that makes sense. But the argument they're making is that they bring us money, therefore shut up about the raped little girls. And then you've got an Atlantic op-ed by Ilhan Omar yesterday with the headline, "Open the door wider for refugees. I'm here today only because of the kindness of strangers who fought to open the door for those fleeing unthinkable circumstances. Others should have the same chance," by Ilhan Omar. Yeah, other people should have the same chance to come to America and advocate for more refugees. I mean, what would we do without a bunch of Somalians, you know, taking up Somali causes and promoting Somali immigration and championing Somali interests? What would America do without a bunch of Somalis in our government advocating for Somalia? How would we survive? I mean, the blessings of diversity. And then, of course, you know, she sort of glosses over some of her family history, which is weird because it's an article about her family history. "We escaped war in Somalia and found refuge at a camp in Kenya. During my 4 years living in a refugee camp with little food or water, I saw the best and worst of humanity. I witnessed the joy of a mother welcoming a baby safely in the world despite the odds stacked against her. I witnessed the death of friends and family members in a camp where malaria, dysentery, and respiratory diseases were rampant." Well, it sounds like you were surrounded by the type of people we need here. What would we do without you? Of course, what she fails to mention is that her father was a colonel in the military that was carrying out the war that she was fleeing. He was in the party of and working as a colonel for Syed Barr. Barr came to power in Somalia in 1969, instituting a program of scientific socialism under the dictatorial militaristic one-party rule with the support of the Soviet Union. Omar's father was a part of Barr's military. He joined after traveling to the USSR to receive a military education in the communist state, Sahan Journal reports. During his rule, Barr used the military that Omar's fathers helped lead to rape, terrorize, and pillage his own countrymen. He eventually committed genocide on the Isaac people, killing as many as 200,000 civilians in the late 1980s. Oh, well, we've got to bring him here. No, we got to bring the despicable communist war criminals and their daughters here. What would we do without them? Not only do we need them here, we need so many of them here that we gift them a congressional district so they can elect their own and vote on purely ethnic lines and then advocate purely for their own ethnic interests. What would America do without these types of foreign enclaves? I think the point I'm trying to get to here is the cost is massive and the benefit is illusionary. It doesn't exist. There's no benefit. Nobody benefits from this. They might. I guess they do. Sure. And it's like in that video, Joy Reid and Chai, they're like, Americans love immigration. They just don't like illegal immigration. Yeah. Store owners love when customers buy things and they hate shoplifters. This is hard to understand. And they would also hate a government program that didn't call itself shoplifting, but in effect came into your store, took everything, gave it to strangers, and called it a refugee program. It's exploitation. It's illegal. Nobody in America wants this, but they're doing it anyway because democracy is a lie. Glad we figured that out. Let's go to your calls now. Spicy Pina Colada Boy in Wisconsin has a couple of policy ideas to discuss with us. You're on the air, boy. Welcome to the show, Mr. Spicy.
How you doing? How you doing, Harrison? Yeah, I have two policy ideas I wanted to talk to you about. One first is about deporting trans people. Okay. A lot of LGBT people, I guess some can stay, but I think they'd be a lot happier. You can ask me where I'd deport them to, but I think no.
And, I don't know. Wait, where would you deport them to? I want to know.
Well, in Israel, they have the largest population of LGBTQ people and trans people because it's part of their religion having six genders. I just think they'd be happier.
Send trans people to Israel? That's your policy proposal? You got my vote.
Well, I think they'd be happier and it would be safer for Americans because I don't know if you knew this, but every year about 300 Americans die by putting stuff up their butt.
Wow.
And about 4,000 get sent to the hospital. You know, that's more than, you know, AR-15 that happened over 5 years.
Is that true?
You know, so I think it's, wait, you can look
that,
it up.
Is that up. Set I verify accurate? It. I need the crew to run these numbers. It. Do more people die from AR-15s or from sticking things up their butt in a single year? I have to know. Because I know, you know, the stats are pretty crazy. It's like more people are killed by hammers than AR-15s. More people are killed by fists than AR-15s. Are more people, do more people die as a result of weird kinks than AR-15s? I would actually love to know that. Okay. That's one policy. What's your other one? Quickly.
Well, you know, I don't know if you've seen, but there's this, especially in Milwaukee with like tenant women, there's been an outbreak of like fully automatic weaponry and switches. I think citizenry needs to have fully automatic weapons and poll buttons to be revealed.
You have my vote, sir. I want to campaign for you.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. While you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, It's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Taking a record of the hearts and minds of the American people, it's the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
You know, folks, statistics, it's a complicated thing to try to get, try to wrap your head around. Try to wrap your head around. We're trying to run the numbers here. Let's do the numbers. What do they say on NPR? Let's run the numbers. Are more people killed by sticking things up their butts or by AR-15s in a single year in America? That's the question we're trying to answer. It is a pertinent one. Hospitalizations for foreign objects in rectums on the rise. This is from August of 2023. Nearly 4,000 people a year are hospitalized with foreign objects up their butts. Okay. 4,000. That's a lot. My goodness. That's certainly more than people killed by AR-15s. That is certain. So we pulled up a fact check here. Fact check. This is from all the way back in 2021. Deaths caused by foreign objects in rectum did not surpass AR rifle deaths. They say the claim they're fact-checking is in 2020, there were 287 cases of people dying by putting foreign objects in their butts. This is more people in a single year than people who have been killed by AR-15s in the last 5 years. Now, they fact-check this by asking about where they got the number from. He basically said, I don't know of a database that has this information. And then they say that in a five-year period, the total number of people killed by rifles total was a little over 1,500. So in 5 years, you have 1,500 people killed by rifles, not even assault rifles, not ARs, which stands for Armalite rifle, but 1,500 people in 5 years were killed by rifles, long guns. 4,000 people a year are hospitalized sticking things up their butts. I think it's safe to say devious sexual activity is literally more dangerous than assault rifles. That's incredible. That's an incredible statistic. We could dig in on this, dig into this a little bit more, but even the lefties have to admit things like this from Austin American Statesman. Do more people die from hands, fists, and feet than rifles? Yeah. PolitiFact says, yeah. No, apparently that's true. Now, that is true. But look, we need some common sense arm control. We need common sense hand and feet control. You know, only the military needs hands and feet. You're not going to feed the American Army with hands and feet. Nobody needs two hands. Everything these people believe is total nonsense, but I don't need to tell you that. Let's go out to the calls again. Clown Car in Brooklyn says OJ didn't do it. What are you talking about, Clown Car?
Oh, hello.
Oh, hi.
How are you?
Good.
Harrison.
Hi.
I just wanted to remind you that since you've been taught the earth is round most of your life,
you believe that there's no way it could be flat, right?
Yes.
Okay, so the same way you've been taught your whole life that it was O.J. Simpson that was the one who they found the DNA and the blood and everything, they always stated it was Simpson DNA. And it could have possibly been the son, considering the son was a chef that had these serial number German knives that were found at the scene. They were given to the father, but they were given to the son as a gift, something like
yeah,
that.
It's an interesting comparison because, yeah, just like the O.J. Simpson trial, I've looked at all the evidence and come to a conclusion that is independent of what the authorities say. They did it, and the earth is round. These simple facts.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is The American Journal, InfoWars.com, band.video. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to support us. I got a lot of videos to go to, but I want to go to more of your phone calls first. Some of these videos are a little bit longer, but let's get in as many phone calls as we can here. Josh in Alabama wants to talk about immigration. We have a video on that, too. Josh, go ahead. What are your thoughts on immigration first?
How's it going, Harrison? Appreciate you taking my call. I just want to say real quick, the job field I work in, I deliver massive amounts of groceries to these gas stations all across the Southeast, and the bill of ladens have maybe $3 in taxes charged to these people off of hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of freight. And this has been going on for a while now. You know, mom and pop getting pretty much destroyed decades ago. And I just find it interesting that now we care. Now that Trump come along, everything seems to be when we want to stand up. But really, this country was founded off of immigration. I mean, didn't Columbus sail over here under the, you know, the club symbolism, the Masonic symbolism, just like Elon Musk going to the moon, just 33 Raptor engines. And that's all I got to say. Y'all have a good day.
Well, hold on, Josh.
Hold on, Josh.
Oh, man. I want to talk to him about that. I just wonder if he sees any difference between embarking on a highly, I mean, to say highly risky isn't even, doesn't even paint it. I mean, if you could really imagine what it would be like to be Christopher Columbus and his crew sailing into an ocean that everybody assumes was basically infinite. Like the idea that, I mean, it took a brave person to even get on a wooden ship to go across the English Channel back then. They sailed off into an ocean that nobody had ever found land in before and just kept going until they hit something. Does he see any difference between a person embarking on this incredibly dangerous, incredibly brave and heroic mission to travel to totally uncharted and unknown lands? Is that maybe a little bit different than some, you know, overweight Colombian woman getting on a UN plane and being flown to San Diego? I mean, are these the same thing? I don't know. Is being ferried into a first world nation and given $1,000 a month maybe a little bit different than traveling and conquering a largely empty landmass? I mean, my God. There is a difference between immigration and colonization. There's a difference between coming to America. I mean, there's a difference between coming to America now and coming to America 100 years ago. At least 100 years ago, you were taking a steamship from Italy with everything you owned. There was no easy way back. There was no welfare state. There's no UN program paying and instructing you how to get here and how to lie about your situation to receive benefits. I mean, what's happening now is just invasion, treason. Come on. Come on, people. Don't be ridiculous. Let's go to, I'm going to go to Jen in Georgia next. You have a comment about Trump's statements, Jen. Are you talking about the statements about the green cards?
No, I actually saw a clip whenever Trump had his interview with Dr. Phil kind of started asking him about like breaking the cycle of revenge in D.C. and, you know, like how they're trying to get him in prison and everything. Will he break the cycle of revenge? And Trump responded saying, well, he's not going to seek revenge, that he wants our success to be our revenge, and that restitution is not something he would be seeking. I find that very, very, very problematic, because it's not even about revenge or restitution. Like, we need to bring justice to the criminals in D.C. I mean, it has nothing to do, like, with everything that they've ever done. Why wouldn't he want to pursue it? That's kind of what pissed me off the first time when he was president, that he said he would arrest Hillary, which he should have, and he never did. And he's going to allow these people who, after they've lied to him, Fauci, after what Biden is doing to him, like, he's going to allow them to get away with it again. I really hope and pray that he changes his energy on that, because he is very much not putting his power into practice the way he should if he's going to say he's just going to let it slide. Just let it slide. Like, that's, you know, they're not going to find him intimidating at all. And by the way, I do think that he needs to break away from the mainstream conservative, gatekeepers. You got people like Sean Hannity, he's always friends with. And like, all they do is back him into a corner with questions that he knows the mainstream media people are going to want to hear. And he gives them the answers that pleases their ears. He needs to break away from them and, you know, back himself up with people like you guys and people who are willing to speak truth and actually has a backbone, because they do not. And they put him in this corner of answering a question that he doesn't want to have to answer on TV.
I agree 100% with everything you're saying, Jen. I could not agree more. And it's so funny to even refer to it as a cycle of retribution or a cycle of revenge. That actually, you know, requires a cycle. I mean, that, It's like you've got one side that just is relentlessly abusing the other side, and then saying that other side, but you're not going to get revenge on us, are you? I mean, you're not going to keep this cycle of revenge going, are you? I mean, the Republicans never do what the Democrats do to us back to the Democrats. I mean, this never happens. It would be one thing if that was the case. I mean, it would be a different situation if it was like they go after our opponents, they go after us and try to throw us in jail, and then we go after them and try to throw them in jail. But that's not what's happening. You're exactly right. We need justice. We need the people that are abusing this system and inflicting pain on their political opponents and, you know, dissident media outlets. We need them to be held to account and prevented from doing that into the future. I could not agree with you more. He needs to get more serious. And I don't know, man. Some of the stuff he's been saying recently is so just weak compared to how he used to be. And this is sort of a good intro to the video that came out yesterday that's been talked about all over the internet and that we should touch on. Clip number 9 here is Donald Trump being asked about legal immigration rather than illegal immigration. His answer he gives
is almost word for word exactly the same thing Joe Biden said on the campaign trail in 2020. That you should have a green card stapled to your diploma if you come to school in America. I got a different policy suggestion. But first, here is Trump just disappointing us once again. Let's watch.
Mr. President, we need high-skilled workers in this country.
Yes.
We need to recruit the best and brightest from the world. Every time we get somebody super intelligent from India or Europe, any country, that's
three of us
one
are immigrants, sir.
Yeah, and three of the four here are immigrants, the ones without the ties. And we can get these great people into our country, and that's a loss for our adversaries and our competitors, and it's a gain for us. But I've never heard you talk about this. Can you please promise us you will give us more ability to import the best and brightest around the world to America?
I do promise, but I happen to agree. That's why I promise. Otherwise, I wouldn't promise. Let me just tell you that it's so sad when we lose people from Harvard, MIT, from the greatest schools and lesser schools that are phenomenal schools also. And what I wanted to do, and I would have done this, but then we had to solve the COVID problem because that came in and, you know, sort of dominated for a little while, as you perhaps know. But what I want to do and what I will do is you graduate from a college. I think you should get automatically as part of your diploma a green card to be able to stay in this country. And that includes junior colleges, too. Anybody graduates from a college, you go in there for 2 years or 4 years. If you graduate or you get a doctorate degree from a college, you should be able to stay in this country. And you know more stories than I do, but I know of stories where people graduated from a top college or from a college. And they desperately wanted to stay here. They had a plan for a company, a concept, and they can't. They go back to India. They go back to China. They do the same basic company in those places, and they become multi-billionaires employing thousands and thousands of people, and it could have been done here. And a bigger example is you need a pool of people to work for your companies. You have great companies, and they have to be smart people. Not everybody can be less than smart. You need brilliant people. And we force the brilliant people, the people that graduate from college, the people that are number one in their class from the best colleges, you have to be able to recruit these people and keep the people. It was such a big deal. Somebody graduates at the top of the class. They can't even make a deal with a company because they don't think they're going to be able to stay in the country. That is going to end on day one.
And 2016, Trump ran on diminishing things like H-1B visas, which is what the big tech companies use to bring in a bunch of people from India. And there's so many stories. You know, what was the story recently where it was like they put in an Indian manager in charge and he fired the American team and then hired 100 Indians to replace them, just outsourced everything. We don't need anyone. Let me make that perfectly clear. The American populace has more geniuses than we know what to do with. You know what they're doing right now? They're dropping out of community college and playing video games all day. They're being deliberately excluded from positions in university or in the corporate world as a matter of policy. Every one person from India or China that goes to Harvard or MIT is one less American young boy or girl who goes to MIT or Harvard. We don't need any of them. That's the problem here. The problem is, why are they in American universities? I mean, I admit it makes no damn sense whatsoever to bring people from India, give them scholarships to Harvard, have them study here for 4 years, you know, teach them everything that's taken our civilization 1,000 years to perfect and sending them back home. No, that doesn't make any sense. It also doesn't make any sense to bring them here in the first place. You have any idea how many Native Americans, people born in this country, specifically white people, that are actively excluded from participation in the university system because it's overcrowded with foreign people and diversity hires? The problem is not we don't have enough Indian and Chinese people. India and China has an infinite number of Indians and Chinese people, and I don't want to live there. Their countries are not nice places to live for the most part. Well, what is this? What is Trump doing? Why is he doing it? Why has he changed his position so much? Why is he now echoing Joe Biden's campaign in 2020? And I could pull that video in, but I'm sure everybody remembers it. Literally, it was just like exactly the same. They come to be honest with you, Biden was almost more forceful. Maybe I should show you the video. This is the weird thing. Not only is Trump now taking Biden's position, the way Biden framed it was like more nationalistic than Trump is. The way Biden was saying it is he was like, they come here, they take advantage of our school system, and then they take it back to their country. Well, that's our property. It belongs here. Like, he's like actually more forceful than Trump was there. People create businesses with and make billions of dollars in India and China with information they get from American schools. You know what? Here's a crazy idea. What if it was an American kid that was given all that information? What if an American became a billionaire by creating a company? This is such nonsense. It's very disappointing to see Trump say this. Very, very, very disappointing. And I don't have any justification for it. It's just bad. That's just bad policy. That is a fundamental misunderstanding of what would serve the interests of the American people. We don't need foreigners in our schools. We don't need foreigners to run our country, our companies. We just don't. Americans are the best at these things. The American experiment was like a filter. Like, you had to be smart and ambitious to get to America for the first 100 years that we were in existence. We got the best of everybody. We have lost that position in direct proportion to the amount of migrants we let in. I mean, it's not even up for debate. That's just very disappointing. Very disappointing. We'll go to any callers that sort of in this. Let's go to Tony in Texas, line number 10. I think he's calling in. Tony, you're on the air.
Hey, Harrison, I'll leave this up to you. Do you want to laugh or do you want to cry today?
I want to laugh, Tony. It's Friday. I want to laugh.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, I agree with you because what are we going to do, man? Waiting on one man to save us while one man's destroying us and putting the final nail in the coffin? Yeah, we need to go out laughing. You know what? Have you seen the new snack treat in the grocery store? It's called the Barack Obama snack treat. It's black crackers sprinkled with salty fairy dust. And if you're wondering where to find them at, they're next to Big Mike's tasty sausages.
Are you a brand manager, or by any chance? Do you design these products for a right wing outlet of some sort? You got a way with words, Tony.
Let me tell you one more. We might as well just laugh it up. You know, there is actually three good uses for Hillary Clinton's laugh. Oh, I bet no. You didn't know that, did you?
What are they?
Number one, Halloween prop. Number two, birth control. Number three, put on a loudspeaker in your yard to keep the wild animals and the illegal alien invaders from hell out of your yard.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to say, it's like the spray that mailmen carry around. It could ward off dogs. It could scare the dogs away with the tones that only they can hear coming out of her mouth. Yeah, it's good Lord.
That laugh is like kryptonite to Viagra.
I'm telling you, it's actually a requirement. If you're a liberal woman, you have to cackle. You have to have a cackle. Kamala has it. Hillary has it. It's their witchiness coming out. Thank you for the call. Thank you for the call, Tony. I'm not even going to ask you what you're going to say that would make me cry. I don't want to cry. I'm not going to be sad today. But thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Ken. Ken in Jackson, Mississippi. Thanks for calling in. Ken, you're on the air. Or is that Missouri?
No, it's Mississippi. Thank you. I hate to be the guy to come after the guy that made you laugh, but just wanted to give a shout out to what's going on here in Mississippi. Man, I tell you what, when y'all figure out your rebranding, you should hire me as a Mississippi reporter for you guys, because I'll tell you, I've been on here before letting y'all know about, especially here in Jackson, you know, there's a not so secret plan to destroy the city of Jackson so bad that the state legislature will actually move the capital city location to one of its suburbs. But anyway, going on to my point, just after Trump's conviction, the agricultural commissioner here, Andy Gibson, held a Trump rally over the weekend. And since then, it's been nothing but calls from the Democrat committee to boycott the state fair that happens usually around the first or second week of October here in Jackson, Mississippi. And I mean, it's a very, very dangerous place to be at any rate. You know, can't even drink the water. The Agricultural Commission has actually dug their own well to service the fairgrounds because the water is so dangerous here in the city. It's even being run by a third-party federal management system at this point. But, you know, it's so dangerous to even go to the fair once it gets to be about, you know, roughly between 5 and maybe 6:30 in the evening. Anybody with children under the age of 18 is gone. Mm. And it just becomes this violent, crazy. People get shot. People get assaulted. Numerous break-ins of property. And everything like that. So it's already a situation where the fair has gone downhill due to the Democrat policies of this city and the inefficient and understaffed and underfunded policing of this city and everything like that. So here we are wanting to boycott, the Democrats trying to boycott that simply because one man voiced a support of Donald Trump saying,
Ken, I don't know what you're complaining about. It sounds like the problems are solving themselves. It sounds like the state fair being a dangerous, you know, criminal hive, is not going to be that way because all the Democrats are boycotting it. Maybe this is a good thing. Maybe Trump comes to the state fair and it becomes a family friendly, sort of place to be again because all the Democrats stay home. It sounds like a win-win to me.
It's funny that you say that because when you go on the Facebook page that was advertising the boycott, so many comments were saying, hey, maybe I'll actually go to the fair for the first time in 16 years because it'll be empty of Democrats.
Right. I think this is brilliant. I'm in full support of the boycott of the Mississippi State Fair. I think all Democrats, everybody who hates Trump, everybody who you know, loves democracy and who loves Joe Biden, they should stay away from the state fair. We'll show those Mississippians, you know, what it's like without us. We have to boycott the Mississippi state fair. All Democrats join me in this boycott. I think it's great, Ken. I think the Democrats are solving the problems they create by removing themselves from the situation. Now, this is the state fair. It's not the Neshoba County Fair, is it?
No, it's not the Neshoba County Fair. That's an amazing fair up in North Mississippi. This is actually the state fair, and it's estimated somewhere up in the tens of millions of dollars that it brings into the state agricultural department, you know, and then obviously that money gets fed to the Californication of the state, all these solar farms that there wasn't put on farmland and everything like that.
His family was from Mississippi, and he would go to the Neshoba County Fair every summer, and it's a big, just like where Ronald Reagan like announced he was running for president and stuff. It's actually like a big political thing. But he ran a political campaign and was just sickened by Mississippi politics. It's all corrupt in Mississippi. It's not good.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products
that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
The eugenicists over 100 years ago were very public about their plans. They financed major universities. They ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda in the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have that communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue.
A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your operation, A360 Win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge, because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Putting the power of conversation into the caller's hands. You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
All right, welcome back, folks. If it's a strength or a weakness, honestly, the fact that we aren't the left and that our minds are not controlled by our politicians. Obviously, it's a good thing in the traditional construct, because we're free-thinking individuals and we can disagree with the authority, and that's a right and good thing to do. However, you also recognize that the power that the Democrats have come almost completely from their willingness to parrot lies. So we don't do that, and it puts us at a disadvantage. But it's kind of like, you know, I always think about relating it back to things like, this might be vague, this might not make any sense to anybody, but things like torture in the military, things like Abu Ghraib or whatever it's called, Guantanamo Bay, where it's like, okay, we're at war ostensibly because we love freedom and we hate administrations in other countries that you know, torture people and break the law and do all this sort of stuff. In order to get the information we need to defeat these people, we have to torture people to get it. So we're becoming them. So we're sort of giving up the moral superiority that the entire conflict was predicated on when you do the thing that you're ostensibly trying to fight. You see what I'm saying? In other words, if we're trying to stop people because they torture their citizens, but in order to stop them, we have to torture their citizens, like, then what is the point of us fighting, right? So if we have to become them to defeat them, then why are we even trying to defeat them? If we have to become the left to defeat the left, then why are we even trying to defeat the left? I was thinking about this because, you know, obviously people are always referencing Trump supporters as cult members, and it is obviously a complete inversion of reality in that Trump supporters are often the first ones to go against Trump when he says something we don't like. We let him know. Like, I was just trying to think of, you know, if I was either, you know, just a purely partisan hack or a leftist, and we have these beliefs about immigration, and the person that we're supporting, our presidential candidate, says something contrary to what we believe, just trying to put myself in the mindset of like a leftist being like, okay, I better defend this. Okay, what can I do to try to rhetorically get around the fact that what Trump just said is so obviously counterproductive? So like, there's this, the video that we just saw of Trump saying that every foreigner who comes to an American university should receive a green card. It's just ridiculous. And we'll get into how, you know, why that's ridiculous and what this entails in just a second. But in response to this, Mia, MIA on X at @mama_mia10 says, look at the comment sections. Some of Trump's most loyal supporters are not happy about this. He might be able to appease his base while appealing to donors like Miriam Adelson, whose primary concern is Israel. However, his base is wide awake when it comes to immigration, and this has been his primary concern from day one. I supported Trump in 2016 because of how he eviscerated the Bush-era corporatists and neocons when they pushed these policies. I'm not voting for somebody who pushes these policies in 2024 simply because that somebody happens to be Donald Trump. I'm tired of being treated like I'm the one who's being disloyal every time I ask for the bare minimum from Trump. He's the one who's not keeping his promises here, so that would make him disloyal. That would make him disloyal. If you think otherwise, I'm sorry, you're in an effing cult. He suddenly seems to be running on everything I voted against. I have never and will never support increased immigration or anything because that resembles Bush-era foreign policy. I'm not going to change because Trump has changed his position to suit his donors' needs. FYI, Trump lost ground with white male voters in 2020. Who is he appealing to with this? Definitely not his core base. Republicans will jump through hoops for their donors and for every group that doesn't show up for them. But when a member of their core base, like me, demands the bare freaking minimum, I get treated like the enemy. If you want to cheer at the next Trump rally when he praises legal immigration, Israel, or the vaccine, be my guest. But don't demand that the rest of us change because Trump did. It doesn't work like that. If your reply to this is, well, then vote for Biden, I'm not going to entertain your false dichotomy. We can demand better from Trump while expecting nothing from Biden. I have to agree. Then again, I'm not saying I'm not going to vote for Trump. Trump's obviously the better option times a million. But at the same time, this is why we're conservative, because we don't, I'm not sitting here going, well, actually, listen, Trump said legal immigration, and now we love legal immigrants because Trump said it. And now our, you know, firmly held beliefs are out the window because the authorities say otherwise. And that's the way they operate. Quite literally, that is very much the way they operate. And look at the way now that despite 3 years of demanding, encouraging, and really like forcefully imposing open borders, as soon as they realize that it's not polling very well and they start to crack down, they all go, you know, Biden is really strong on the border. He really is making sure that the border is secure and not allowing illegal immigrants. Like they change on a whim. No sense of irony, no sense of hypocrisy. They just transform. They just change themselves to fit the demands of the people at top. Because no matter what, the party is correct. The party is correct. The party is correct. They have to repeat that mantra ad nauseum. We don't do that, which is why we are who we are. It's why we support the things we support. Now, to get into exactly how this is going down, Bennett's phylactery, I don't know what that means, at extra dead JCB, says this is insane policy. And here's the things that this would actually do if we were to staple green cards to every two-year diploma. Strengthens the value prop of hostile patronage networks in academia. Encourages dilution of already almost meaningless credentials. Subsidizes demand for already absurdly bloated university system. Imports Mandarin class with zero loyalty or common feeling with Americans who enthusiastically vote for race communism at every opportunity. What is the benefit here? This serves no one's interest except a beachhead of foreign tech managers looking to establish themselves as dons of luxury ethnic patronage networks on the public tab. The fact they can use the privilege of citizenship to do this is exactly why civic nationalism is a failure. It's actually not easier to import foreigners, educate them to U.S. standards, and then hire them subject to U.S. labor laws. Not even close. The only way they can frame this as anything other than naked treachery is to imply that co-ethnics are really that much better than us. Again, what is Trump doing? I mean, honestly, I really don't know. Let's go to Gabriel from nowhere. Talking about yesterday's story about Göbekli Tepe. Oh, Gabriel. I'm sorry. Gabriel from nowhere called in about Jimmy Corsetti and Göbekli Tepe. Go ahead, Gabriel. You're on the air.
Yeah, man. First time caller, long time listener. Big fan of all the fish talk. I just wanted to bring up something from yesterday. The term you're looking for is called forbidden archaeology. And there was actually a book written on it in the 90s about it. There was a documentary that you can still kind of find parts of on YouTube called The Flood or The Quest for Atlantis. It's pretty chopped up, and it's hard to find the whole thing, but, you know, it exists. And the information is basically, the way it was explained is that if you plot a grid, any information that goes outside of that grid is ignored. Otherwise, you would make a fool of the entire plotted grid.
Hmm. Yeah, and I mean, I know Grant Hancock has done a lot of work on this. I mean, there's a lot out there. I'll check that out. Forbidden Archaeology, The Flood, The Quest for Atlantis. Thank you very much for that, Gabriel.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener-supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Bio Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. While you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane.
when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it, and they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available, Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Who can take the sugar from its sack? Pour in LSD and put it back. CIA man.
Back, CIA, ladies and gentlemen. Man. This is the American Journal.
Who can mind the harbors, Nicaragua? How did all the hit?
Some breaking news from America First Legal. It was just a few hours ago on X. Internal documents from Biden's DHS show their plans to target Trump supporters as domestic terrorists. The Brennan Clapper Intel Group discussed how most of the domestic terror threat now comes from supporters of the former president. This is from an official internal document. And it says, quote, there is a political backdrop to all of this. It seems like most of the domestic terrorism threat now comes from supporters of the former president. It's not like you want a political advantage, but people have attacked the government and its institutions for the last 6 years. With words, I remind you. When they say attacked, what they mean is words. What they mean is that they want to make it illegal to criticize the government. Now, I know it may have seemed far-fetched when I've been saying this for years, that like the future is that you can vote Republican, it'll just, you know, put you on a list. Oh, we'll have two parties. Don't worry. We're not going to be a one-party state. There will always be an opposition party. The Republicans will be in place. It's just voting for them will be illegal, basically. Basically, you'll be treated like you're a domestic terrorist if you vote for them. I mean, you can vote for them. you know, then you'll just be spied on. Maybe you'll be on the no-fly list. Yeah, you can vote for, I mean, we're a free country after all. You can vote for whoever you want. Vote your conscience. We are a democracy. Just, if you vote for that party, well, you're a domestic terrorist. You can vote for them, though. That might have seemed ridiculous. It's never been ridiculous. This is the path that we're going down. This is official, internal DHS documentation saying in no uncertain terms that the target of their domestic terror activities are Republicans, are supporters of the former president. Supporting Donald Trump alone is enough for them to consider probable cause to surveil you. It's already happening in Germany. The more popular the AfD gets, the more legislation comes down the pipe calling them domestic terrorists and instructing the intelligence agencies to surveil them with the intent of destruction. That is where we're headed. I'm sorry. Let me correct myself. We're not headed. That's where we are. No, that's where we are. They continue. Quote, today, we're releasing the second tranche of internal files from the Homeland Intelligence Expert Group, which was obtained exclusively through our litigation with Richard Grenell against the Biden DHS. This goes back to May 3rd, when America First Legal declared victory, saying the Biden administration will dissolve and disband its unlawful DHS intelligence expert group staffed with deep state partisan hacks like James Clapper and John Brennan. They say today's installment exposes how the Biden administration classifies someone as a person likely to commit domestic violent extremist attacks, particularly those who support President Trump, who are in the military or are religious. This is not something we're telling you is coming. We're not sitting here saying if this continues, they'll target Christians next. No, that's what we were saying before we were proven right. This is us being proven right. This is the internal DHS documents saying in black and white, we are targeting Trump supporters, especially religious ones. That you being religious, just like we've seen in the past, the things that were marked as being suspicious and probable cause for surveillance, when you've got the banks cooperating with the deep state to provide your transaction records to the authorities, it was things like shopping at Bass Pro Shop or buying a Bible that were flagged. Under the Brennan-Clapper Committee's approach to national security, when all else fails, DHS should use being in the military or religious to profile people and tag them as having indicators of extremist and terrorism as a pretext to allow the DHS to spy on them. Here's the actual entry. If you ask researchers to dive into indicators of extremist and terrorism, they might indicate being in the military or religious. This being identified as an indicator suggests we should be more worried about these. We need the space to talk about it honestly. The American government is in their own internal documents using somebody being in the military as a reason to spy on them, or being religious as a reason to spy on them. According to the group, we, quote, should be more worried about these individuals. The group went on to discuss how most of the domestic terrorism threat now comes from supporters of the former president, i.e. Trump supporters, i.e. Republicans. There's a political backdrop to all of this. It seems like most of the domestic terrorism threat now comes from supporters of the former president. If that was true, this would still be outrageous. If they had any evidence at all of a single terroristic plot by Trump supporters, this would still be ridiculous. They don't, though. This is the danger of allowing what's happened over the last several years, where words are being treated as violence. And we talked about this, I mean, all the way back in 2016, 2017. I mean, that's where it really got going, where it was like they were conflating, and again, just verbatim, like their own words. They would write articles where the headline was just like, words are violence. Because if you criticize me, people might not like me. And if people don't like me, they might attack me. So therefore, you criticizing me is basically you attacking me. This is like the inevitable outcome of this. Where they can, without irony, say the biggest domestic terror threat is from Republicans, is from Trump supporters. Half the country or more. That would open up at least half the country to surveillance by the DHS under the claim that they are potential domestic terrorists, which, yeah, when is speech violence from the New York Times? 2017, I'm telling you. Speech is violent. When is it violence? Speech is violence when it criticizes the government or minorities. When you express the truth that they want concealed. So half of the country is potential domestic terrorist extremists, not because any domestic terrorism actually has actually been committed by the left or by the right. It has been committed by the left. They have burned down, pregnancy centers and Molotov cocktails at cop cars and tearing down statues and burning museums and bookstores and rioting endlessly, continuously on a regular basis and taking over campuses. I mean, the left is very active in the domestic terror activity. But see, this is the flip side of your words are violence. Their violence is free speech. That's the alchemy that's been performed here. So they riot, and the authorities call it a peaceful protest. Trump supporters disagree with the government, and they call it domestic terrorism. Even if it was true, even if Trump supporters really were carrying out or planning acts of domestic terrorism, which they're not, they're so not doing it, they have to be coerced into it by the FBI in a way that's so thinly veiled that it all falls apart. The incident starts to get looked into, right? The Whitmer kidnapping case. Or it has to be January 6th, where a bunch of people who showed up for a protest totally unarmed, no plans whatsoever to do domestic terrorism or anything else of the sort, calmly walked through the Capitol without permission. That's what they're relying on to make these claims. So just understand, folks. Understand where we are in this country. That official DHS terrorism police are saying that your support of President Trump is enough to declare you a domestic extremist. And if you're religious, well, that's just another point against you. It's treason. It's not that complicated.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oil and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.